This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hospital officials said on Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The strikes hit a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinian families as well as two homes. The Israeli military says it targeted the school in central Gaza because Hamas militants were planning attacks from there. Israel has also carried out new raids in the occupied West Bank, saying it was targeting militant groups. Kosovo indicted 45 suspects on terrorism charges on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The charges stem from a brazen attack almost a year ago, when around 80 Serb gunmen stormed a North Kosovo village and battled police in a shootout, and barricaded themselves in a Serbian Orthodox monastery before the survivors fled on foot back to Serbia. The shootout left four people dead, including a Kosovo police officer. It marked the most violent incident in Kosovo since the Republic declared independence from Serbia in 2008, and aggravated tensions between Pristina and Belgrade.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday announced more than $700 million in aid for Ukraine during a visit to Kyiv, aiming to bolster the energy grid Russia has repeatedly pounded ahead of what's expected to be a difficult winter.
We remain fully committed to Ukraine's victory, to not only ensuring that Ukraine can defend itself today, but can stand on its own feet strongly, militarily, economically, democratically, for many, many days ahead.
Blinken also called for humanitarian support aid. This is VOA News. Donald Trump on Wednesday faced the day after a rocky debate against Kamala Harris, looking to regain his footing with 54 days until Election Day. Trump stepped off a different debate stage not even 3 months ago, having watched U.S. President Joe Biden deliver a performance that led to him ending his bid. It was Trump on the defensive end by Tuesday night after Harris controlled much of the 90-minute debate. The former president is insisting he won the night, but he also blasted ABC moderators as unfair, a tactic acknowledgement that he didn't accomplish what he wanted. The U.S. remembered the lives taken by the attacks on September 11, 2001, marking the anniversary on Wednesday of the deadliest terrorist attack in human history, killing nearly 3,000 Americans. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Families gathering across the country to mourn loved ones and politicians attending ceremonies. The New York Memorial brought out Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who shook hands before the names of the almost 3,000 killed on September 11th, 2001 were read by family members like Abigail Medina's sister.
She was a light in our family that will never go out.
President Biden was also at Ground Zero and then went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania with Harris to lay wreaths at the Flight 93 Memorial. I'm Julie Walker.
A year after a massive earthquake struck Morocco's High Atlas Mountains, people there say reconstruction has been slow and many are still living in tents or have been forced to move elsewhere. Lisa Bryant reports.
Morocco's High Atlas region is one of the poorest and most underdeveloped parts of the country. The government has earmarked $11 billion in aid to reconstruct the area, while tens of thousands of earthquake-affected people have gotten state support. Reports say many have yet to get the full payment. Reports also say many residents still live in plastic tents or have been forced to relocate. Some have protested for more support. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.
The stage is set on Thursday for the first private spacewalk when a tech billionaire and his crew will attempt the feat. To date, 263 astronauts representing a dozen countries have popped open the hatch. Experts say it's inevitable non-professionals will end up performing spacewalks and worry the wealthy could try to jump to the front of spacewalking line with minimal training. For safety, the latest spacewalkers will always keep a foot or hand on the capsule when they perform the first private spacewalk on Thursday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.